Book 3. Easy Come, Easy Go. Written by Glenn McDougall. Tuesday. Ben was walking into school, looking forward to seeing Lucy. Every time he saw her, Ben still thought Lucy was the most beautiful girl he had ever seen. He turned the corner and there she was, talking to Mark Royston in the corridor. Mark liked Lucy. He didn't seem to care that Ben and Lucy were dating. He must have said something funny because Lucy was really laughing. Ben suddenly felt a sick, jealous feeling. Ben didn't like Mark at all. Mark thought he was so great just because his family was rich. They had a big boat they kept at the marina out at the ocean. Ben sometimes saw them when he went sailing with Captain King. Lucy said goodbye to Mark and came walking towards Ben. All kinds of thoughts were flying around his brain. He tried to stay calm and remember that it wasn't Lucy's fault that Mark liked her.
"Hey, Ben,"
said Lucy.
"Mark was just telling me that he's going sailing this weekend."
"Did he ask you to go with him again?"
said Ben.
"Yes, he did. Of course I said no, but..."
"But what?"
said Ben suspiciously.
"Oh, you know, it would just be nice to get out of Parkdale and do something exciting one weekend,"
said Lucy. Ben was happy that his girlfriend, Lucy, was beautiful, smart, sweet, and very popular. She had lots of friends, but she also had lots of guys chasing her. Guys like Mark, who didn't care that she had a boyfriend. Having a girlfriend like Lucy was a real roller coaster ride. One minute he felt like a king. The next minute he felt like, well, a student with no money. He'd better think of something exciting and quickly. Roller coaster, that's it.
"Lucy, do you like roller coasters?"
he asked quickly.
"Yeah, I absolutely love them. Why?"
she said.
"Did you know that there's a fantastic roller coaster at Adventure World in Madison? It's supposed to be really wild."
"No, I didn't know that,"
said Lucy.
"Yeah, I saw it on TV. It's called The Beast. It has a triple outside loop. It's the fastest in the world, so they say."
"It sounds really scary,"
she said.
"Would you like to go?"
Ben asked.
"I'd love to, but won't it cost a lot?"
asked Lucy. Lucy's parents weren't rich, and she was careful with money.
"I don't know, but don't worry. I'm paying,"
said Ben.
"That sounds awesome. Thanks, Ben."
"Cool. See you later then,"
said Ben, trying to be cool himself. But he was worried now. Something was very wrong. Lucy caught up with a group of her friends in the corridor. She said something to them and they all laughed and looked pleased for her. Then everybody looked back at Ben. Suddenly, Ben remembered what was bothering him. Cost a lot.
"That's it,"
he said to himself.
"I'm broke. Actually, I'm worse than broke. I owe money. There's that new music player. I'm behind in paying that back to Dad. There's no way he's going to lend me more money. How am I going to pay for bus tickets and Adventure World and lunch? I don't even know what it's going to cost."
Some of Ben's friends had part-time jobs, But Ben just didn't have the time. He was trying for a basketball scholarship for college. So he had to practice a lot and play games on weekends. Plus, he was in the drama club, which he loved, but it took up time too. He also had to try and keep up with his studies. His parents gave him an allowance, but it wasn't very much. Ben's dad was very strict about money matters. He'd made his money the hard way, first in professional basketball and then in business. His favorite money saying was, "Easy come, easy go." Who else could help him?
How about Jay?
Ben thought.
Jay's really smart with money. I'll ask him to lend me some.